Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got a bit of cock on the set. We've got Johnny and Michael.
What's going on?
Hello.
Good to be here.
Good to finally have some men on the pod.
Can we just say, this set, unreal.
Unreal.
I'm sitting on the clouds.
Exactly.
I'm turned on.
Three comes leaking.
Always taking it too far every time. Michael, you've got a new song out.
Yeah, go one
on.
By one. Go stream that. Buy it. Do everything. Show your dad.
He's already working on the next release, 2x2.
Literally.
Could you name a song after me? One day.
No.
What about?
Nah, joking.
What would you name it?
Killing Grace.
Killing Grace.
Nah, joke. I don't know. But no, I'd probably just name it Grace. You've got a nice name.
Drop it on Pancake.
Thank you, sir. That was too far.
I know you can take it.
To be fair, on one of my tour dates, it was Pancake Day. And I thought, if anyone brings me a fucking pancake, it's on site.
Yeah, but that's like your brand image.
Yeah, it is.
That's the best thing about you.
Do you know what? I took a pic the other day. I was trying to take a weight loss pic, and I took one from the side and it's just
flat as.
I was like, whoa, it's gotten flatter.
No, but you know what, Grace, you've got to go easy on yourself. I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
I feel like maybe. If you wolf tighter clothes.
Yeah.
It would show it more.
No, it will show the flatness more, because sometimes when I wear leggings, even my mum's like, whoa.
She's my mum and dad are so honest. I'll come downstairs and I'll be like, fucking hell, you look rough.
If you had a girlfriend, would they be honest to her as well?
I remember before when I was with my ex, my dad made my ex cry. I'd only been with her like a week. She'd come downstairs and she had like a eating disorder, innit? So she couldn't really put on weight.
Right.
And she's like, she weren't skinny, but she was slim, innit?
Okay.
Come downstairs, she weren't eating breakfast. Like, she's like, I'm not hungry. I went, fucking hell. He was like, when are you going to make a bacon sandwich? He was like, did you fucking fall through a drain like that?
Fall through a drain?
She went upstairs and cried. I said, why did you say that? He went, well, I don't care. I'm fat. Like, tell me I'm fat.
She still stayed with you after that?
Yeah.
Love that. That's a real one. Yeah. I'd have been out that door, coat, shoes, bag.
It wears off for me. I'm exactly the same. I'm too honest.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I hurt people's feelings because I'm too honest.
You haven't heard my feelings yet.
Yeah, because you can take a lot.
I feel like you can take it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if I was with a girl, done it before, and say, all of a sudden, why have you switched up and started wearing blue eyeshadow? Don't know. you look terrible. I have to bring it up and say, I can't lie. You don't look good with that.
What are your two biggest icks in women?
Oh, I've only got one.
What?
I've only got one.
Okay.
What's yours?
Baby voice. I don't like when girls talk to their baby voice.
Okay.
I've got something about. Oh, mate.
That wasn't even a baby voice.
Nah,
I don't know what that was.
Drives me up the wall.
What about baby voice if you were chopping it?
That's what, but it's all that.
No, you haven't had that.
I have had that.
You have?
Yeah.
What, you're chopping them?
Yeah. And do you know what? All right, cool. There's this one girl.
Right.
Used to be with her, ever not, the toxic ex. She used to come and cuddle me, so she'd be cuddling me. And then, do you know how she'd ask me to advance onto her? She'd go, sex?
Is this the one that also spoke like a roadmap?
Yeah.
So how can you
how you go from one extreme to the
quickly?
Upper?
Oh my God.
Sex?
Sex? He's about this. I'm like, no, thank you.
I like this pussy.
Oh my God. That was yours?
Let's get the list out.
Yeah, Johnny's particular.
No manners.
Okay.
That for me is a standard.
That's fair enough. Like,
fucking hell.
Yeah.
God, I didn't say please and thank you before.
Yeah, no.
She's a nice girl, but like, just
not nice enough.
Yeah, I'm not saying thank you and please.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
Secondly, got to have well kept feet. Can't lie.
That's a big one.
I feel like if you're.
Can you explain your logic?
I feel like if your feet, and I know you can back me this, it sounds rude, but I feel like if your feet are well kept, then that's going to be well kept.
Your pussy's going to be
It won't be stinking.
Pristine.
Because it's hygiene, isn't it?
Stinking's crazy.
Yeah, but what if your feet are just like that from, you know what I mean?
What if they've got club foot? They can't help having club foot.
They can't, but it ain't going to be me.
So you just cancel girls out for being born with just the genetic deformities?
No, don't put it like that. Don't put it like that.
No, crazy.
Everyone has deformities.
If my foot's
you know what I mean? I might not, no, but the way I see it, I might not be. Something about me might not appeal to some
You've
girl.
You've got a micro penis. I've got no ass. It is an issue. It is an issue in today's society.
You know what I mean? I've got the formula. I've got that in my thumb.
Huh? What the fuck are you doing? Ever do that again?
Oh my God.
Don't ever do that again.
How'd you do
it? Oh my God. That's made me feel sick.
What are you, Michael?
That's made me go lightheaded.
Gotcha. Oh. Sweet. Sweet, mate. So I get a taxi. Swerve me.
That's like a coat hanger. Oh, wait, can I do it?
Yeah, you can do it. What are you talking about?
Wait.
Oh my God, you're double jointed.
You're double jointed.
Look, do that. Look, I bet you can do that. See, I've taught you something.
Not me slagging you off.
I've taught you something. You're just as deformed as me.
Love that.
Oh, you could do that.
Oh. Oh, look, you found someone.
Our babies would be fucked.
Wait, your thumb's really small. Yours is way more bendy than flexible. Mine.
It's been a party trip.
Your other fingers like that.
Yeah. Look, can I do that all the way back?
Fucking hell. Lucky girls getting fingered by you. Yeah, what a day.
The girl must be unreal.
You're doing it opposite way.
I'll do it backwards. People do that. I'll do that one. Oh, my. Bend it up. You're in the juice bar. How are you doing that? Oh, look.
I'm double jointed. Nice. Do you have any moves that you guys do in the bedroom that's weird?
Not really. I'm dirty vanilla.
Yeah. I feel like you're a dirty talker though.
Yeah.
Right.
I reckon he is, you know.
I didn't know what to say. I'd be like, yes.
Yes, that feels splendid.
Yeah. Like if you were like, say my name, I'd be like, Johnny.
No, I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't know.
Johnny.
You're at Johnny.
Do you know
Stop.
What? I don't do a lot of talking, you know.
I do.
I focus on the game, not the crowd. You know what I mean?
No, I focus.
And not the crowd.
I embrace the moment.
You know focus
I
mean? On the game, bro.
I'm like Prime Hazard.
Yeah. Do you like it when girls talk to you during?
Yeah, but don't say my name. I hate that. Mate. Cringe. Don't moan my name.
Really?
Don't know why. Don't want to hear my own name in sex.
But I find talking
call me babe
a bit,
or something, like,
talking makes me overthink. I'm like, how do I respond to this?
Listen, I don't think about if it. You don't have to respond. You don't have to respond.
I won't then.
I don't respond.
Just like turn
I'll just
me.
Lay oh, there.
I love it, innit?
Oh my God. The neck hold as well was crazy.
Yeah, wrap your around the face.
Why did you shake when you did it? You were
you
so
done that before. When
I actually haven't.
Facing that way and you just wrap the hair around the neck and just put it back.
No,
I can't lie. I'm not into all that.
That's scary. You
know why am I on this pod 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'll wrap the hair around the neck.
On my pod, I was gonna stop doing this.
I don't know. I
get a bad name for myself.
You've done it now. It's too late.
Listen, all the boys agree with me.
Yeah, there's loads of boys watching this.
I actually don't.
Listen, mate, I'm an angel compared to you, mate.
I don't know what to say when girls say something to, like, if we're doing it and you tell me this pussy's yours, babe. What do you want me to respond to that?
Yeah, but unless he's your girl, that's... No, it ain't.
It's not, is it?
It's
something like that.
Yeah.
It's definitely not mine.
Yeah, it ain't mine. My boy's chopped you. Like.
Yeah, but also I feel like girls put on like an American accent when they do it as well.
No, they
do. He had an English girl put on a Spanish voice and call him Papi. That for me, that is like...
How's that not on your ick list?
It actually got me now. To be fair, I'm going to add that. That got me. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you the worst one. A girl came over and before obviously anything happened, we're sitting there having a drink, whatever, watching something. And she's like, can I show you something? I'm like, yeah, go on. She's like, I know you're a musician and blah, blah, blah.
No.
She sat there and she rapped to me. Acapella. No instrumental. Didn't even get a beat off the phone. Acapella for about 10 minutes. Yeah.
What?
In a Cardi B
voice. In the accent.
Kind of voice.
Oh my
kind
of accent.
And you still fucked her
the
up.
Word, oh, it was incredible. But the word Papi was flying out of my mouth every 17 seconds. Like I was thinking, Jesus Christ. And you know what? All I can take from that moment is I was dying inside, but the grin on my face, the fake grin was so like, it was so stiff.
Yeah.
My jaw was hurt. When is this going
to finish? A gun to your head.
Like that when I'm like, see, like obviously everyone knows the Bosch story.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Fucking in that moment, even though I was like, oh my God, like, all I was thinking was, I can't wait to fucking like...
Tell everyone about this.
Not tell everyone.
Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, you did tell everyone about
it. I didn't tell everyone. Yeah, I did. I wanted to content.
That went nuts.
I didn't name drop in it. Fuck that. I didn't even...
Yeah, can't name drop. Can't
he didn't even know it is. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, can't name drop.
I probably like, best for her mental
health.
It's
the same thing of like, me personally, a lot of boys will... I'm exposing certain people here, but it's a normal thing. Boys will, it's more of a young thing, but get nudes of a girl, they'll send it to their mate. I've never ever in my life sent a nude or nothing like that.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I've never done it in my time.
No one's sending mine. They're going straight and deleted.
I think that's very disrespectful, can't lie.
Yeah, especially if it's like...
It's different if you go, oh, look. Rather than sending it to them on their phone.
You'll be like, titty's fine. You know, everyone's seen a titty. If they send a puss pic, that's crazy.
I do think a nude is quite young though, isn't it?
I've never sent a puss pic. I wouldn't even know what angle to do that at. You can't be doing that. Like, what was yours?
Licking itself.
What was, I remember us speaking about this. No, you did. What were we talking about on your pod? Oh no, you didn't do this. We were talking about if you were sending one of your assholes that you'd tell in the mirror.
That's crazy. That one, isn't it?
Yeah, that was it.
That's crazy.
I shaved my ass before and that's how I was in the mirror like that.
You shaved why were you in the mirror?
Got to look at what
you've got to look at what you're
yeah, but you can, you know.
No, but you're a girl though. I've got a lot of hair down there.
Oh, that's true. Yours is like...
No, genuinely, it's different down there, yeah. It's
okay,
it's
bush. Different. That's crazy.
It's a bush. Yeah.
Nice.
For some men, isn't it? Mine's a bush.
I wouldn't say mine's a bush, but like, yeah. It's
bushy.
Yeah, bushy.
Has someone ever licked your arsehole while you've got a hairy ass?
Yeah.
She's for the string.
Love how they laugh.
Yeah, hearing it laugh. That's it. Do you know what? I didn't want to admit that, but yeah.
I'm sorry.
I ain't.
Do you know what? It's the most, no. I can't lie. It's very demasculated.
Yeah.
How are you sitting while it's happening? Are you on all fours or are your legs in the air?
I'm on all fours, isn't it?
Rusty trombone, isn't it?
Sitting there, facing the pillow.
Like toes curling up, innit? Afterwards, get out.
Never look at me again.
Get out of the room, stink to bum. Bum and regret.
Sounds like a good Friday
night. Genuinely, it was a difficult moment for me. I can't lie, afterwards anyway. The aftermath was difficult.
You can't look at her in the eye.
I said, what have I done?
Yeah.
I couldn't get her to do it if I haven't shaved my ass about 5 years, but like, I wouldn't get a girl to lick my ass if I had a hairy ass, because if I have such high standards on hygiene and stuff,
yeah.
I'm not gonna, like, no, I want you to think I'm clean and that. Like, you ain't licking my ass if I got a hairy bottle.
Well, I'm glad we've had that conversation. Yeah. How was Thailand?
Unbelievable. Best place I've ever been in the world.
Yeah.
Swear to
what's
God.
Talking about?
What's your favourite memory?
Favourite memory? I don't know, all of it, to be fair. Like, I can't lie. Like, I'd say the best location I went was either Rayleigh Beach or Koh Samui.
Koh Samui, I like that name.
Yeah.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Right.
Good, it was sick. Just, I can't say a lot of favourite memories on camera.
But, I can only imagine, yeah. Yeah,
No, it was good, it was good, it was good. It's just so cheap out there and so chilled.
Yeah, it is so cheap.
You can rent a ped for £2 a day.
And you nearly died.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I was on a drip in the hospital.
That's a nick.
Yeah. I guess how much one night in hospital was.
How much?
£650.
Criminal.
Is it?
Yeah. One night. They didn't do fuck all to me. I feel like I was getting better before they put the drip in my arm.
How many nights were you there? Just the one?
One.
650.
God forbid if you was a local.
Oh my God, you'd be fucked. As we know, Johnny tried out loads of food in Thailand, but today I'm talking about trying out new meals with HelloFresh. This week, I've been being a bit more inventive. I haven't just been having pasta, and I've been trying out the pork meatballs in creamy chive sauce. HelloFresh makes wholesome eating habits made easy. I love the fact that I don't have to go into a supermarket, try and find all the ingredients, get home, put it away, try and get all them out again and follow a recipe online that I don't know what's going on. With HelloFresh, it gets delivered straight to your door. It comes in little packages numbered with what meals you've got, and the recipes are so easy to follow. Sometimes it's only me and one other person in my house, so I can adjust my meals to only two people. But if I want to have friends over, I can also adjust it to having four or five people, which means that there is less waste and more taste. Some benefits of HelloFresh is that it is flexible, so whether you're going away for a week, it doesn't matter. You can skip a week with no extra or added cost. My favourites so far have been the cheeseburger, loaded fries, a Thai-style pork rice bowl. If you know about me, you know I love a rice bowl. Discover the delicious possibilities of HelloFresh. Visit hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace and unlock more in your kitchen. Use the link to get 60% off of your first order and 25% off of your next 2 months. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. Oh, what was I going to ask you about Thailand? You became a new man.
I did.
You planned your life.
I actually did. You know, I swear.
You found yourself. You became the stereotype.
I swear to God, no. Yeah. No, I didn't become the little hippie
You're wearing baggy trousers now.
Yeah. I want to get dreads in that. Get a trust fund. When I went out there, because obviously the first 2 weeks out there, we was like partying bare, drinking a lot, blah, blah. And then it got 2 weeks in and we was looking at kind of like, I was looking at my group chats from home and everyone, you kind of realize it's like a jail. It's like everyone's still on the same stuff. If you're not even there, Like, I love all my friends, but like, until you break away from the cycle, you kind of don't realize that, oh shit, like, I was actually just doing the same stuff every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, not really, like, more content with my situation than what I should be. And then the people that I went to Thailand with on the same mindset as me, they want to always better themselves. They want to get motivated. And yeah, since I come home, I left most of my group chats. Not anything personal, my friends, just so I can focus. I've lost, what is it? 8 kilos.
There we go.
8 kilos. I was 86 kg, now I'm 78.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
Making new business ventures. And yeah, I'm eating healthy. I'm focused. Feel good.
Wow. Are a Thailand prick.
I am. I've had one drink since I've been back.
Is it?
I can't believe that.
When I say drink, I mean night out. You know what I mean?
Right, okay. Yeah. So would you not go back to drinking?
100%.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. When summer comes back around, I'm outside, isn't it?
100%.
But now, winter, like, what's the, why am I going out?
Yeah, why are you going out? Just graft, isn't it? Just graft.
I need to go to Thailand, apparently.
Hey, you need to.
I drink constantly.
Dude.
Yeah, like probably one day or 2 days a week, I don't drink.
You so much money, haven't you?
We are.
Genuinely.
It's but it's like,
I love a drink.
You know what it is? You know the first glass and your legs get a bit like tingly, like, and you're like, I love it. I love it.
Oh.
And then I wake up the next day, like, what was the point of that? It was Monday.
What's your go-to?
I love it all. Prosecco, vodka. I tried a new tequila the other day. It tasted like an antique shop would smell.
Imagine this. I just went to Dubai.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if I rate Dubai in it. I've been twice.
Mm.
First time I went with you, barely left the room.
Going to sleep.
And went up there recently for a bit of business. I was only there a couple of days, but on one of the days I went to a beach club.
Right.
I ordered, I can't say the brand, but it's the most premium tequila. DJ. Okay. Ordered two shots of it.
Okay.
One single shot. I didn't notice that the bill coming in. One shot was £88.
Yeah,
what?
Wicked.
88 quid. What the fuck is that? £88.
I can't lie. Dubai have their alcohol's mad.
What
expensive.
Is that? 88
mad
quid.
Expensive.
The bill for the
I'd become
for the
sober.
The bill for the
yeah,
bed.
At that point.
Yeah, 100%.
When the bill come for the bed was 978. We had two shots. I think four drinks each and a bit of edamame and sushi.
That's crazy. Not even Ocean Beach would do that.
They wouldn't.
That's insane.
They wouldn't.
Our trusty Ocean Beach.
I know. It can't be Ocean.
That's criminal.
Yeah.
Have you gone to Ocean Beach?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you at Ocean. I don't know why.
I got videos. I can show you the proof.
I promise.
No, it was good. Still.
Really? Do you enjoy Ibiza?
Yeah. I didn't actually think I would, but.
No.
I think of. Do you know what? I've got one memory. The first time I went to Ibiza, I was so skeptical. I was thinking, but Philly was like, it was Philly I went with.
Of course,
like,
of course.
Like, come, yeah. Whatever not. So we've gone there, and I just remember getting so drunk. This is a bad bit.
Yeah.
He's took us to one villa that's so far away from everything.
Where was it?
I can't remember, but it was tucked away, bro. And to be fair, there was what? One, two, three, four, about six of us there. This villa had a separate flipping villa next to it. Both of it was ours. There's about 12 rooms in the place.
What?
We kept getting lost in the house. We kept getting lost.
That is right? Such a first world problem. Yeah.
Bear in mind, yeah. No water, no shops nearby, no nothing.
You got to get motors.
You got to get motors, bro. You have to. We had a rental, but we didn't get it till like the third day. So I just remember the first day I was there, I went Ocean Beach and I went out after that. And I just remember being so drunk. Coming home, there's no food because there's no like
that's
no
horror.
Yeah, that's
there's
the
no food.
Like, yeah.
I just remember going into searching for all the cupboards in one of the kitchens. I found a packet of crisps. Bear in mind, I'm dehydrated as it is. I've been drinking alcohol for like 15 hours.
Yeah.
Can't drink the tap water there. So here I am, scranning already salted, the most saltiest ready salt I've ever tasted.
You're like a prick.
Drunk out my nut, fell asleep, and there's a video of me. Waking up in the morning, I'm rolling over and all the crisps are spilt on the bed. I woke up, I'm like,
you're a mess.
That's everywhere, a low point.
All over my mush, everything. I'm like, oh.
That's horror. Although villas in Ibiza are so nice.
No, they are.
They're nice.
So
last
nice.
Time I went, I stayed in a villa and it was far out as Rocalisa. It's at the top of the island, it's near nothing.
Yeah.
But we had cars. I mean, when we first get there, we do a whole food shop.
That's what we needed to
do. Yeah, but it's so long, though, doing a food shop.
It takes 2 hours and then you're done.
Yeah, that's true. I'd eat it all after one drink. I'd be like, what's in the cupboard?
Stuff you need, like pasta.
Noodles.
Yeah, noodles. Quick shit. You don't want to be fucking making a steak.
Yeah.
I can't eat hot food on holiday.
Can you not?
No, I feel like
it's... Because you're always hungover.
It's too... Yeah, no, I am.
That's what it is as well.
When I'm hungover... What you guys like hungover? Because when I'm hungover, I have to walk hunched over.
Same. I'm all messed up.
I can't even look at food.
Smell it, nothing.
Water as well makes me feel worse.
Water?
Yeah.
I feel good.
No.
Something that does need a bath. Good shower.
A shower.
Normal water, yeah. Sparkling water. That makes you feel good when you're
hungover. It does, with a bit of lemon in it.
I'm glad you like it.
I do, yeah.
You like sparkling water? Sparkling water, slap.
We're all...
Slap, word.
Apparently. Word on the street.
Slaps. I actually made a career off being one.
Yeah, I know, oh my God.
You need context for that, because that sounds...
I've got a little... I didn't realise how long ago you started YouTube.
I know.
Look at him.
Stay on my barnet.
As we know, Johnny and Michael have got the Good Enough podcast. They're doing their own little side hustle. Now it's time for you to do your own little side hustle with today's sponsor, Shopify. Once again, that is the sound of another sale coming through on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform where you can start, run, and grow your own business. What I love about Shopify is that it covers all sales channels, like selling on social media, such as Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And it also has industry-leading tools ready to ignite your business. It's always quite daunting setting up a new business, but with Shopify, it is made easy. You got from fake tan to stick-on nails to trackies to trainers. Shopify helps you grow in all areas. Sign up to their £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/grace, all in lowercase. Once again, go to shopify.co.uk/grace to take your business to the new level today. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring today's podcast. What are the plans for this summer for both of you? Are we having a hot girl summer?
No.
What?
You're lying. I can't lie. I'm inside at the minute, yeah, but as soon as the sun starts coming out and that, I'm lying to myself.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know why you keep saying I'm going to go to Ibiza for once.
Where do you want to go?
I'm planning to go to F1 Monaco.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah.
That'll be sick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fine. What about you?
I don't even know. I feel like I just want to make more songs.
Oh, that was really sweet. I just want to make some music.
Yeah. Beaver. No, I'm joking. I just want to make more songs, genuinely.
I'm going to Tenerife in 2 weeks for my family.
Love that.
Then I'm planning to go F1 Monaco and then Ibiza, but summer comes around.
I'm shocked you're not doing Maybank holiday, Marbella.
I don't know if I rate Marbella.
I've never been, so I'm scared.
I've been before, but I went more on a family one, but I still went out. I feel like, obviously, I can't really judge it because I haven't done it properly on a Maybank holiday and like, everyone says it's sick.
Mm.
I feel like Marbs is a lot more like, look at me.
Stush.
It's very divided.
When I see,
what kettle you got?
Yeah.
Mm.
Whenever I see videos, everyone just looks a bit stiff.
Yeah, all standing.
Is this one?
All standing by the table.
Yeah.
They're actually having a good time.
Yeah.
Dancing,
they're even dancing,
just standing there stiff. Like, poses.
I can't go then.
No, I don't think any of us do. We've got too much character.
No. I'd be in the pool, like with my goggles on.
Ibiza's a bit more loose. I say Ibiza is scatty bougie.
You get a mix.
It's a good mix.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's not Napa, but like at the same time, you can like have a laugh there, get pissed and that.
Yeah.
Like you're in like a banging beach club.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been on a girl's holiday.
Have you not?
No, I've never.
Well, you're only recently single, ain't you?
Yeah.
You need to go on a girl's holiday.
I think I'm going to try it this year. I'm going to go feral. I'm going to go absolutely feral. 100%.
Where do you on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't
crawling
be posting.
On the strip, innit?
Yeah. Giving lap dances.
So where do you want to go this summer?
Everywhere.
Lap dances
everywhere.
For a picture.
I'm going to be going Dubai, although I don't fit the Dubai like vibe. I don't, you
You've been to Dubai?
No, never. It scares me a little bit.
I feel like you won't like it.
No, it's very safe.
Okay.
Very safe.
It is safe though.
Yeah, but I can't be at a beach club with girls with BBLs because it will make me look dramatically flatter as well.
Like,
I can't.
Brasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's 90% R.
I'll go.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that.
90% of
new career path.
New career. Imagine me on the street with my little bendy thumb. Who wants it?
Who wants it?
Well, how much would you have to charge? Like 20
it's,
quid?
It's 3K dirhams. Why am I to like... No, wait,
why do you know so much?
I know straight off the bat.
It's like, it must
so
be like,
the base price is 3,000 dirhams. So
that 800 quid?
Yeah, about that.
Me going in at 20 quid?
Oh, you're seeing
sign
everyone.
Me
yes.
up. I'll be shitting on people's chest in no time.
They knock it down if you barter for a bit. Like if you go back and forth, it's like, look, come on.
You cannot be
I've got 2K dirhams for you.
With
take it or
a
leave
prostitute.
You can, they do it.
What?
It's because the competition's so big. If you go in a
okay,
club,
haggle me. I'm a prostitute.
Okay, cool.
Well, from a score.
Ooh, right, honey. Tight.
Yeah. So.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit of you. What's the price?
Obviously, it's 3K for a blowjob.
Just for a blowy.
And sex.
And sex.
Yeah.
Well, girl over there just told me 2K.
Is it? Well, her pussy stinks. Have you seen our toes?
Stick it in the chat.
Do you know what? I've got 1.5 for you now. We can go right now. Take or leave it. Cabs outside.
1,500.
Dirhams. Not you pounds. Not sterling.
3,000.
I'll get you down to 1.5.
You want 1.5?
Because you're on my table. I've poured you two drinks.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I've poured you two drinks.
Okay, okay, I'm fine, being nice. Fine.
You know what I mean?
I'm yeah, I'll
and we're going right now.
Oh, business.
Straight.
Okay.
Money in the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fine.
I've showed
you.
That. Not when
you
show,
and you
he
show
filmed
them,
me.
You show them the cash and they're like, oh, do you know what? Because it's... You don't know what I'm going to do in 5 minutes. I might bump into something that I like better.
Yeah, something is crazy. Oh, someone.
They are women someone. Yeah, they're women too.
Someone.
Jesus wept.
Oh, that's just the natural lingo just flying out.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Subject.
I'm going to make predictions for your years. I think you're going to be wifed up by October.
I feel lucky.
With a brunette, Irish, freckly girl with nice feet.
She knows me well.
That is Johnny though, all the way.
I'm your.
That's the Irish though, but I,
you like Irish.
You
do. You do. You do. They can be ugly as well. As soon as they're Irish, you're like, I'm going home with her. She's coming back to mine.
You like that?
Like Johnny, please.
I've never done that in my life.
Well, well.
Last time proving. The accent. Oh, you like it?
You should. Have you been to Dublin?
Why the fuck wanna go to Dublin?
Because they're fucking Irish. No, Dublin's
I'm
amazing.
Irish. No, I ain't been Ireland.
No, you need to go. It's so good.
Yeah, and I've been,
drink levels, like a doubles this much vodka. It's amazing.
I feel like it's just going to be like England.
No.
But I don't see the point of going Wales, Scotland, or Ireland. So.
Well, I didn't until I went on tour, but it's so good.
Is it, yeah?
It's so much fun. They're all Irish, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And I feel like they're all more fun.
No, I know what I mean.
A bit more amped up.
Yeah. On a girls' holiday
Irish
to Dublin.
Yeah. As well.
I can wingman. Was it you that I wingmanned in Ibiza?
So I was in Ocean Beach, yeah. And I was chatting to this girl. Out of the blue, she comes up. She goes, by the way, his cock is like that.
I interrupted the conversation. I went, be careful. Yeah, I said, be careful because his cock is massive. Like, it's scary.
No, we all
and then just turned back round.
We all need a grace.
And then you ended up with her anyway.
Yeah, did no, you? She rocked with it.
You're welcome.
You started crazy. Scored. Yeah.
I want 10% of that.
You know what, 10%
of what?
The shag.
10% of the, I want 10% of the shag.
Yeah. Stick a finger in, yeah. I'll take that. I don't think you'll be wifed up though, but I think you're going to be having a hot girl summer. I think you're lying to yourself.
Nah, I want
to
make music.
But you can make music abroad. You need to experience things to make
that's
music.
That's actually true. I want to go get my heart broken.
We can arrange that.
Yeah,
if you need.
Yeah,
I can
genuinely.
Treat you like
in
shit
a
for a month.
Way, not, in a natural not, way. Not getting robbed.
Do you know what? I should have never put that on the internet.
It's there now, isn't it?
It's there.
She robbed you. She robbed you. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Pick up your phone.
Oh,
sorry.
That's disgusting.
Sorry to bring that up.
No, genuinely, I want to make me music. But I want to go for a heartbreak. Well, I make the best music when I'm heartbroken, isn't it?
It's giving
give me up. Like, fuck going for a heartbreak. Can't do that again. I've done it once in my life. That's all I need.
Yeah, you're scarred.
Yeah.
It's like the first conversation I ever had with you was about that.
Was it?
Yeah. Do you remember?
But I'm not scarred over the girl.
No.
More the situation. Yeah.
The situation was my mouth was hung open. I was like, huh? How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah. No, it's
we're not going to say the situation.
No, of course. Nah. Do you want to know my situation?
Yeah.
This year, obviously I'm going feral, but I've decided I am into female footballers, specifically the butch ones.
Okay.
I want a woman with calves.
Do you?
I hear it.
I want a woman with a ponytail.
Yeah.
Clear skin, no makeup.
Yeah.
Sporty.
Yeah.
A little bit angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for. Do you know any female?
Want?
Yeah, I do.
What would you be into with a female action or would it have to be a strap on?
No, I'm not opposed to a strap on. However, I could not physically, I'd have to already be in the position where you put it on. Because if I turned round and there is tits and a plastic cock, I feel like it feels crazy to me. That is crazy.
It's a bit mad.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm just seeing a girl I like with just a wobbly cock.
Yeah, just
plastic. When the bum cheeks all perked up
because
the strap at the back is crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
Round the crease here, just pushing the back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I don't know if I could deal with that.
On them strap ons, you. On the other side, is there something for the girl? Or is it just on the belly?
I always think
that. Does it go inside?
Because otherwise, it's just. There's nothing really happening.
Nothing's actually happening.
Yeah. That's for the
tops.
I think
you should just stick with just the old scissor action. It's just better.
Scissoring's a myth, I've found out. It's all about tribbing.
What's tribbing?
I don't know what that is, but it's not actually that, is it?
It's rubbing.
Rubbing against each other, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
No, because scissoring's you're both laid down like this, whereas like...
No, but it's like that, isn't it?
Yeah, but like if you're tribbing, you can be on top and like rubbing your thigh against her puss and then your puss is against her.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, I see what's going on here. Yeah.
So it's like modern scissoring.
Modern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that better then?
Rumour has it.
I ain't got a pussy.
Yeah.
Rumour has it. Yeah.
So have you got any friends?
You know what? The fire's a bit more firm. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Why are you really, you're really thinking about it.
Yeah, so
I love a thigh.
Think about the mechanics.
You know what I mean? What, you're going to next time you have a girl? No, you ain't getting my cock and my fire. You know what I mean?
Never
know. Sit on here, love. It's like that, innit? While she's sitting there, innit?
Oh my God. That is insane. Because I saw that. I envisioned it.
That's a new sex move.
That's actually a new
move. Mate, I'm no longer bi.
Straight people and gay people can come together and become bisexual where you were before.
Yeah.
And wave, yeah, unite. Get on my leg, girl. I'll have a Joshua or something. You know what I mean?
Don't even care.
You know what I mean?
You is don't that want to be cock, your new leg. Pickup line?
I'll shave it as well.
It's nice and smooth.
Nice and smooth.
Bit of you can stick on. A little cock or something on that, like a plastic cock. Yeah, what? But girls have strap-ons.
Strap on
actually, if you're going to have a strap, you might as well just sit on a dick.
Yeah, exactly. You might as well.
So
you might as well.
So have you got any friends for me?
I actually do, you know.
Do you?
No, genuinely, I do.
Describe.
Exactly how you describe.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Genuinely.
That's... What did you describe?
She's a bit too rough, though.
Oh.
Oh.
She'd handle you.
Oh, I was on the path of boy.
I'm a bit timid in the bedroom.
Really?
I've had...
Nah, do you know what? I don't think that.
No, I've had a rough time. And I've been like, fucking hell, I need a minute.
Can't have been worse than my experience.
What, Bosch?
Yeah.
Well, no one shouted Bosch at me, but it was very aggressive.
I had a girl ask me to punch her in the face.
That's crazy.
See, at this point,
that's insane.
You want me to go to jail, isn't it?
I'm not doing that.
Punching's extreme.
And I got daddy issues and that punched me in the face. It wasn't mid-sex, by the way. This was just something
to
do.
Because that I'd panic. I'd lose my rhythm and everything.
No, yeah, so it's all good.
I'd be like,
that's an odd That's circle van straight to fucking Gomash.
You asked me to punch you in the face during sex. I'm not doing it, bro.
No way.
What about a light punch?
No,
not even that.
I wouldn't want to slap a girl in the face.
Nah, same. All that. I can't
humble
do that.
Oh, man.
No, but genuinely, I just feel like it can get turned around so quickly, especially if I don't do it.
I just go, whack.
Yeah, imagine I don't do it.
It's out, innit?
Imagine if I don't do it at the sensitivity that she's used to. I go a bit too hard. She takes it the wrong way.
Now you're in prison.
Now I'm in prison.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm just not risking it.
Who's going to win in court? She's got a black eye. She asked me to.
All right, mate. That's it. I mean?
The black eye's crazy.
You've got to be careful.
Yeah, I'm not into the rough business.
Nah.
Maybe.
I thought you would be, you know.
Unsure.
I thought you'd have a girl that get thrown around the room.
Well, I'm easy to throw around, to be fair, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Have you not been thrown around?
I have. Absolutely, I have.
She said that, but sounded a bit traumatized.
Yeah, that
she literally got what?
I have.
And do you know what else? I can't deal with big dicks. I need a boyfriend dick. There's absolutely
a boyfriend.
There's
dick.
No way. I feel like big dicks are overrated.
Well, this is what I've heard. Yeah,
I've got shallow canal.
You know what? I feel like it's the most it's the nicest, but the worst comment I've ever had. You know, is that it's just the right size. What do you think about that?
No, that to be fair.
What do they tell you? It's just massive.
I won't say massive, but yeah, like I'm all right.
They say it's perfect.
I'm like a horse.
I'm bigger than average.
It's perfect.
Really?
I wouldn't say I'm fucking, I've got a schlong.
Stay away.
I've never been insecure about my cock.
Nah, same.
Like, but, I know it's half like hurting
right,
a little bit.
Right,
but when
okay.
I get told it's perfect, and then they go, not too big, not too small. What the fuck does that mean?
I think that's a compliment.
I've seen that on TikTok though.
That's what I get.
You've got a boyfriend dick.
That's great. Well then, fuck it then.
No. If you're in a relationship and your bird says, oh, no, it's just perfect. I don't think that means the size. It just means that, you know what I mean? If you're with your girl, that there's got to be the best pussy you're in, really, isn't it?
But then I always get into a little bit of complication. Right? But yeah, but is it big, though?
Yeah, but what?
You looking in the mirror.
Big, yeah, it's big.
G-check him, isn't it?
So why is it not? So why are you saying it's not too big? Is it big,
though? No, fuck that. Get a fucking measuring tape out now.
Start getting all insecure. Nah.
Googling average.
You're like,
Jamaican cock size average.
You think I haven't done that before?
I think white UK man is 5.5.
Ours is like 6.7 to like 7.2 or something like that.
Huh?
Yeah.
I've got to stay white then.
And then I'm Cuban as well.
I can't be messing about with that.
I've got it on my phone. There's a tier list, yeah? And there's like five tiers, yeah? Jamaica and Cuba in there, where I'm both from. Yeah. Both of them in the high tier list. I know I'm sweet.
I know Congolese sweet. Is the top, I say.
Something like that, yeah.
Really?
How about this? You see what you just said? I'm sticking to white.
Yeah. That sounded crazy. If anyone clips that, need the context. Yeah.
me and my boys are on a wind up in Thailand, and yes, it was a wind up. Didn't go in on fucking lady boys. Just putting it out there.
Okay.
Was on a wife, when I get drunk, I like winding people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go up to the brasses and saying like, oh yeah, what reason? Like whatever. And one of my boys, the boss was going, no black.
Too big. What?
They don't get hurt.
That's, but I feel like that's the only stereotype that's kind of a good stereotype.
I'll live with that.
Yeah, it could be so much worse.
Yeah,
worse
than having a massive cock.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, I don't think it is how you use it. I wouldn't know. I ain't taking cock, but I don't think it is the size. I think it's how you use it. Because I bet some people have a huge quarry but don't know how to use it.
To be honest, if someone came up to me with a micro penis, I'd be like, thank God. Thank God. This is going to be...
I feel like she's wild.
Micro.
Really? Why?
No, it's peak though. It don't really matter. If you're born wherever cock size, isn't it? Fucking say, use it.
You're inclusive to the micro penises.
Inclusive? What's that? Included?
Using too big. Big words are too big.
Bless you. Like, you include everyone.
Yeah. You know, it's not the geezer's fault, innit? All the men out there. Some men could be
watching. No, but it must be shit. It must be shit.
I don't know, in a girl.
No, but for the boy, like, imagine looking down and you know when you're in the changing rooms, you see other people's dicks and you're realizing, oh my God, mine doesn't even, foreskin is bigger than my cock. It's crazy.
No, but a flaccid one.
Red Riding Hood.
I think I'm a grower. I think most of the showers.
Most people are growers.
Most of the showers don't get that much
grower.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Most of the showers don't get that much bigger. They don't.
Grower.
I feel like you found out a lot about yourself.
I'm going into deep therapy this one. Yeah, nah, I'm definitely a grower because like I've looked at it sometimes. It's like a little party sausage, you know.
It's cold,
what is going on?
If it's cold,
is that true?
If it's cold,
if it's
when
cold,
I was in Thailand,
yeah,
30 really? Degrees every day, my cock was much bigger and flaccid.
Tucking it into your sock.
No, it was. I said to my boy, I said, "Is your Corey bigger?" He was like, "Bruv, I thought I was only one." We're so hot every day, it's just that
it's just hanging.
Really?
Yeah, the muscles get looser. Well. Yeah, they do. It gets looser.
No.
But when
way.
It's cold, it will tighten up. It's
yeah.
Cold in the warmth.
When you're cold.
The poor people that live in like Alaska and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Must
yeah,
be
nah.
fucked.
Yeah.
Does it affect the boner if you're cold?
Nah. It's nah. blood, innit?
Yeah. It's blood rushes down, heat up real quick. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Heat up real quick.
Genuinely.
Gross.
How you saying gross?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just cock.
No, I do hear
it
though, because sometimes I feel like, see, with this podcast is wild. I've just deeped it.
Yeah, we've just spoken about sex.
See with pussy, yeah. I've got two sides of the spectrum. I'm not one of them boys that could just sleep with anyone. Like I'm very picky in it. Obviously, it's more than just.
Are we
a pussy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not seen the girls I slept with? You have.
Oh, as in they have to look good.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you standard. Meant you had to like them.
No,
and
I meant I'm not just going to sleep with. Some people will sleep with anything.
Fine. Yeah.
Anything's crazy. but yeah, I think there's a spectrum. I feel like you just said about with a cock, pussy can either be like, oh my days, come sit on my face, or
what's your
get away.
What's your worst like? If you took down a trouser and went, whoa.
Oh,
but now I feel bad though. I start saying.
You should feel bad.
Because like they can't help it. I'm not going to say nothing, am I? But I just a putty one.
You won't eat it.
Are you thinking of one right now? Because I am. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you're a designer vagina kind of guy that I feel like.
Nah, just like, just make sure it's well kept, innit?
Some,
I mean?
Some you can't help. Like I could tell. Oh nah, never mind.
Now, some are genetics, isn't it? And it ain't their fault. But like, I fucking hope that I sleep with a girl, and then she thinks, oh, I don't like his cock. Because then we're on fair ground.
Thoughts on like landing strips?
Nah, don't like any hair down there.
Yeah, I feel like it's random to have a little bit, like
just,
a random
just get it
strip.
Gone.
Nah, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah,
just get it gone. Haven't
nah,
clean shape.
I ain't having no hair down there.
What if the trend comes?
My bollocks
comes...
have been shaved since I was fucking 15.
Your balls?
Yeah, my balls been bald since 15. Just out of hygiene and just like, I don't want all hair down there, and it's witchy and that. My pelvis ain't. My pelvis is like a one.
I'm trying to think if many people I've slept with are fully.
Huh?
I don't think many people I've slept with are fully bald.
No, I've been bald since I was 15. Ain't it puberty yet?
Yeah, we know.
No, it's just like a hygiene thing. Like, I don't all like fucking a bit itchy and that. It's not nice for girls either if they're fucking like, but no, I'm always thinking about the other person.
Oh, shut up,
Johnny. Because I don't want them to judge me.
Yeah, I hear it.
If I wake up before them in the morning, I'll go brush my teeth and put mouthwash in and go back to sleep. Just so when I wake up, my breath smells nice.
So you can give them a nice little morning kiss. Wow. That's good though.
No, I won't give them morning kiss. They got morning breath.
Oh, that's
I'm saying just,
you
so have they, to wait just, them. Just so they can think, oh, his breath smells nice.
Yeah, he woke up like this.
I like that.
No, yeah.
Come on,
like,
Johnny.
I care about hygiene so much, can't I?
Ear hygiene, yeah,
that's a bad thing.
He's big on that.
No, it could be so much worse that you could be into. Mm.
Imagine like just fucking stinking all the time, bro. What's the matter with you? Innit? You know what I mean? I think I don't stink unless I ain't washed in about 2 days and that is a rarity. Then I start to be like, ooh, smell a bit.
Yeah, it's like, get a bit sour.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Men. Like, this is a, sorry, this podcast is disgusting. Yeah. But I had this conversation with someone. Do you actually like disco puss?
No.
No.
I've heard so many men, extra flavour.
What are you talking about? It's disgusting.
It tastes like copper, I bet.
I ain't gone down.
You got pennies in your hands.
I ain't gone down on disco puss before ever.
As in, are we not on about periods?
What?
We're not on about periods.
No. Yeah, but dirty.
Oh, okay.
Dirty minge does smell like.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it?
That blood. That blood. Metallic.
Metallic, yeah.
Disgusting.
It definitely tastes like coppers.
I've said this before on my channel. Fucking. When I lost my virginity, so I got scarred from the jump.
Yeah, of course.
I had hot chocolate tongue, burnt my tongue for like 3 days.
What?
Furry and that bad.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What? You ate someone?
And your tongue was like furry. Like
furry tongue?
Yeah.
Like, you know when you eat pineapples and then...
I feel like...
Not pineapples, I get it from like... If you know if you eat, drink a hot chocolate,
it's
like...
Her pH must have been off though.
The pH
acids.
Was weird.
Yeah, that's not...
The acidity on that must
that's
have been crazy.
First time going in as well.
She had something. She had something.
But she didn't.
Oh my God, you had furry tongue.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I was in the bathroom. I was using a toothbrush. I brushing my
make
tongue.
It worse.
I wouldn't use her toothbrush as well if she's got furry.
Yeah, but I'd boil it under hot water in it, rub my thumb on it.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
You've actually been through a lot.
That's one thing I can't do. I can't share toothbrushes.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about that.
No.
Yeah,
I plaque, yeah, enamel, same. Brushing their tongue. Do you know how much like bacteria is on a tongue?
Under hot water kills the germ.
Yeah, it kills everything.
No, but does it?
I think men and women, they're just different. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I share a toothbrush,
like knife and fork, whatever, I don't care. Fork.
Sometimes in Thailand, when I was with my boy, fucking, I didn't have a toothbrush. I must have left it in the last hotel. I said, let me use your toothbrush.
I would go to jail if someone used my toothbrush.
But I know my boy's clean.
Yeah.
Not a randomer, if it's my pal.
Yeah, if it's your mate, I don't care.
Oh, you guys are awful.
Nah, I don't care about that.
Not anymore. Nah. When you're close to your boy, it's calm. And if you're a girl, especially, I don't care about using my toothbrush.
Yeah, well, the girl you sleep with is fine. They're all clean.
Yeah. Well.
Jesus Christ.
What
a
dirty
anything?
Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, I feel like we need to do a disclaimer
I'm gonna,
for
I'm
this
I'm
going to
come back and be in a cab home and think, oh my God.
What have
you
I
weren't
done?
Even drunk.
It's just every time. No,
this
is
how I felt on yours.
I'm with you. That's what it is.
I know.
No, I genuinely feel like it's Grace.
I've toned it down on my pod, you know, on our pod.
Why?
Because.
It gets told to you as well.
Yeah.
Gets told to.
I'm too much.
Gets told to.
Too much sometimes.
Really?
I feel like I sit just on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give input when the input is needed.
I talk how I am literally in a room with no camera.
Yeah.
With my best mate.
Yeah.
That's how I talk. I talk like how all the boys talk around their pals.
But it's worse when like people listening to the full pod, it's fine. It's when random people
clip it with no context
and the comments are insane.
Oh my God.
You know, that makes me realise, you know, I think TikTok is the most toxic
place. Yeah, no, it is.
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter's horrible. I'm so away from that.
Yeah.
I won't even go near it.
Same.
But TikTok for me is fucking vile.
Yeah.
When I see so many people, when I see how many people hate on my friends as well, I think, fucking hell. Why?
No, because it's
yeah.
You're watching them, aren't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
You're trying to buzz off everyone.
Yeah. The way I always got to get over hate, the way I deep it is, you're never going to get hate from someone that's doing better than you.
Yeah.
Never.
That's true, because I don't care.
Yeah,
they don't care.
They're doing better than you.
Do you ever search your names?
No, I haven't done that in years. When I was first coming up, I did.
I do all the time.
Do you get any,
on
any
Twitter?
YouTube trending it, Google yourself.
Oh my God.
Nothing comes up.
Who is she? Or Tattle. I recently enjoyed reading my Tattle page.
Don't search
your Tattle. But it's like a site where people, they open threads about you and can like, they can either be nice about you or they can just go in. And they are horrible.
Are they?
Horrible.
Tattle, yeah?
Yeah. If I want to feel shit, like sometimes when I'm alone, I'll be like, I've been a bit too happy recently. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look on my tattle and humble myself a little bit.
Yeah, I hear that. Sometimes when I'm feeling too good, I feel like I'm sad in a minute. I can't want
to. Yeah, I need, and then I'll go to bed.
If I'm like, sad, you're like, oh, I just hate it.
Yeah, I'm like, is this what people think of me? I have to message my manager, like, do you think I'm trying too hard to be funny?
Yeah, I can't lie. Like, comments do sometimes get to me.
100%.
Yeah.
Horror. Although I feel like Foot Asylum's comments aren't too bad.
They're nice. Good.
They're not too bad. Are you searching your tattle?
I'm searching yours. Don't find her funny at all. She gets right on my nerves. First one.
But this is what I mean. Here we go. What else have you found?
That reminds me, honestly.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
No, some
she
of them
annoys
are nice.
Me so much. I can't stand the dramatic storytelling voice.
I'll that's just... what got you here.
Yeah. So, oh, fuck you.
Oh, my God. No, there's a lot of nice ones.
Mm.
He's hilarious. Her and Max together are comical.
God bless.
Her and Max are the best, especially the whole, well, bad spelling thing. Oh, no, people love you.
You've got dark humour.
Yeah, I don't think nothing can
offend dark humour.
I think people need to lighten up. I could joke about anything.
Same. Some people you have to read the room as well, because some people, you'll say a joke and you'll be like, ooh. They didn't find
I think it's just words,
funny.
Bruv. Like, what the fuck? It's words.
Don't mean nothing.
Yeah, everything's funny.
Words. Everything is funny.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you so bothered?
I think that's why we get along, though, because you know you can say anything about
anything, yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just laugh it off.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I just think it's funny. Like, Johnny's humour for me is the best.
Things he says to me.
Is there anything that's out of bounds for you to joke about?
Nothing.
Nothing. If you're my boy.
Yeah, you can say whatever.
Yeah.
Like, me and my mates call, like, oh, fucking hope my mum never watches this.
She won't.
Me, yeah, she won't.
She definitely
my,
won't.
My mum, me and my mates, whenever we call each other up or like we're just with each other, all we do is talk about how much each other's mums are slags. That bad.
Yeah.
Mum's a fucking whore. And he'd be like, I know.
I'd
be like, I rang my mate up the other day. I was like, I'm outside. He was like, oh, I'm really 10 minutes. He was away.
Yeah.
He was like, my mum's in there. I went, oh, lovely. I'm going to buy it. She owes me her mate's rates. And he won't say fuck off. He'll be like, yeah, go on. But he said, as long as you give me some change out of it.
Did you see that? That's
I
funny.
Love that.
For me, that's hilarious.
Yeah, say it to the wrong person. You're like, oh.
Just the world would be a better place if everyone could take a
joke. Everyone just took a joke.
Like, oh, well, actually, if you make a joke about, oh, fucking driving of your phone. Oh, actually, my cousin's kid's dog, auntie, died in a car crash.
Yeah.
Everyone dies in a car crash.
Hopefully not everyone. Not everyone. Yeah.
I know people that have personally died in a car crash.
Yeah.
Family friend.
Mm.
Still make jokes about it.
Yeah.
Not personally attacking her and her family.
Yeah, unless you
terrible.
Say it's her name.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But like, it's just that generalization of joking about a tragic incident.
People just take things too personally
if
they've got a link to it.
Yeah.
So like, it must be about me.
Yeah. I think you got to give what you take. So that's why if someone did anything about me, unless it's just like a random geezer on a night out and start slagging off my mum, I'm going to chin him. But like, if he's my friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't imagine you chinning someone.
Nah, Johnny will.
Really?
Johnny will.
That's hot. Love Johnny that.
Will. Johnny will do it. Johnny will do it. But yeah, nah, I hate the thing.
No, nah, yeah.
I don't like it.
Fucking hell. Probably not going on a night out with you.
No, I don't
end up
angry.
Getting chins.
No, I don't get all angry and drunk and that. No. Like, if someone's violating me, I'll have a punch up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I'm bullying people. I'm not.
Thank
all,
you
look
for confirming
me.
That.
But like, yeah, if someone's getting lippy, then
You guys obviously you're on the Saving Grace pod. If you didn't know,
yeah.
If you guys had one bit of advice to save Grace, me, what would it be?
Go to the gym.
Fuck you, yeah, that.
Go on,
you
it's
like
your turn. It's your turn.
The pain in her eyes. That one actually hurt. That one hurt her. No, I take that back. You hurt her.
Take it back.
I'll take it back.
Thank you. Say something else.
I'd say.
Never change, though. Grace is actually the best.
Maybe
never change.
Try not to be too feral or broad because you'll end up on TikTok.
I'll be on like, I'm just bait.
Yeah.
Have you ever ended up on I'm Just Bait for someone you've done?
Yeah.
Good reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I like that advice. Don't go too feral, go to the gym.
No, I said never change. Never change.
You can't change it now. You've done it now. It's too bleeding late. Okay, well, it's been great having you on. You've been amazing.
Another 30 episode.
I know, this one's, it's going to have to have a little eek.
Like talking like this, because I don't mind all the boys are watching me and thinking, yeah, no, that's normal.
Yeah.
But girls that don't have boy mates and know what boys are like, they must think he's a fucking dog.
I think you'll get pussy in the DMs from this episode.
Oh,
both
yes,
of you.
Lovely. Okay.
I think both of you will get, excuse me. I think you guys will be absolutely fine.
Nice.
And if you do get cancelled, I'll just get money off the views.
I'm about trying to find a wife.
Yeah, you're fucked either way, so it's fine. I think this podcast about this pod.
I'm a nice geezer.
Oh, yeah. Justice for Johnny and Michael. If you want to slide into their DMs, slide in. go stream 1v1.
She doesn't care.
One on one?
She doesn't
care. One on one?
One on one.
What did you say it was?
One by one.
Fuck.
One by
one. By, well, it's because you said then 2v2 afterwards.
One by one. That album's called Noah's Ark.
Yeah, crazy.
That was a good one.
That was good. Go stream 1v1.
I'll do that.
Yeah. One by one, and make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow, 5-star review.
All that.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
See you later.